Call Back the Past.
...1959 saw the calling of the First Vatican Council since 1870 by Pope John XXIII to promote the search for Christian unity. Against the background of disturbances in the Belgian Congo, which forced Belgium to introduce reforms, South Africa mourned the passing of two of her sons, Dr. E.G. Janssen and Dr. D.F. Malan. Dr. Janssen was followed in his position of Governor-General by Mr. C.R. Swart. Mr. Justice Fagan explained the appointment in pre-Republic days.
Governor-General, as we all know, deputizes for the Queen in South Africa. Her Majesty must appoint him, for naturally he cannot appoint himself. In doing so, however, she acts as Queen of South Africa, and therefore on the advice of her South African ministers. The Governor-General calls Parliament together and he prorogues it. There are many appointments of state dignitaries that have to be made by him, and many matters on which he can issue decrees by proclamation, or on which he may make regulations. Although the statutes conferring these powers on him say, the Governor-General may, etc., the expression always means the Governor-General in council.
In the space race, 1959 saw the Soviet ahead with four missiles carrying dogs and rabbits, and one successfully hitting the moon. America's series, variously named Titan, Discoverer, Explorer, and Vanguard, included a two monkey crew, names Abel and Baker, while Pioneer 4 became the world's first space weather station. Tunes of the year, Sleepwalk. Premier of the Soviet Union, Nikita Khrushchev, paid a visit to the United States during a slight thaw in the Cold War and found the time to visit a meatpacking factory. His remark, "We beat you to the moon, but you beat us at sausage making." Khrushchev had harder words to say when his intended visit to Disneyland was put off because of the high security risk. Another visitor to the States was a popular Fidel Castro, still being hailed for his ousting of Batista 3 months earlier. Welcoming smiles faded somewhat when it seemed that Castro was leaning heavily to the left. Accused by United States Senator Smathers of packing the Cuban government with communists, Castro replied as follows when asked if this was true.
"No, because Senator Smathers said it ought to be true. I don't think that. I don't know why Mr. Smathers said that. And I think that he investigates, he will find that he is far for giving a good information about that."
Thin plastic bags for packing clothes brought new hazards to small children in 1959, several cases of suffocation being reported, particularly when the material was used as waterproofing on crib mattresses. The British hovercraft skimmed across the channel in 2 hours, and South Africa announced the perfection of synthetic diamonds. No invention had yet been perfected by 1959 to warn young suitors of telltale marks on their shirts. This can be heard from this top tune of the year.
"When you left me all alone at the record hall, told me you were going out for a soda pop. You were gone quite a while, half an hour or more. You came back and laid a plan. This is what I saw. The stick on your collar told a tale on you. The stick on your
major upset in the boxing world of 1959 was the defeat of the 5-1 favorite Floyd Patterson by Swedish heavyweight Ingemar Johansson, who, after flooring Patterson 7 times, was awarded the decision on a 3rd-round technical knockout. Another sporting event was a new water speed mark of 249 miles per hour established by Donald Campbell.
See Bluebird now for spray.
The movie box office of 1959 was ruled by Ben-Hur, featuring Charlton Heston, who competed with other stars like Gregory Peck in On the Beach, James Stewart in The Anatomy of a Murder, Audrey Hepburn in The Nun Story, and Marilyn Monroe in Some Like It Hot.
I want to be loved by you, just you, nobody else but you. I want to be loved by you alone, poop-poop-pee-doo. I want to be kissed by you, just you, nobody else but you. I want to be kissed by you alone. I couldn't aspire to anything higher than to feel the desire to make you my own. I want to be loved by you, just you, nobody else but you. I want to be loved by you alone.
Alan Drury's Advice and Consent alternated on the bestseller lists of 1959 with Taylor Caulfield's Dear and Glorious Physician, John O'Hara's From the Terrace, and James Michener's Hawaii, the last time to coincide with the naming of the island as America's 50th state. There was some progress of getting together in Europe as well in 1959, when, in the wake of the Marshall Plan, European nations loosely organized themselves into an association which would later prove the basis for the present-day European common market. By 1959, agreement had been reached on the convertibility of European currencies. German Vice-Chancellor and Minister of Economic Affairs, Ludwig Erhard, praised this milestone.
Ein wirklich geschichtliches Ereignis, aber hat die Wirksamkeit einer Koordinierung unter den europäischen Nationen besonders klar unter Beweis gestellt. Das war eben die Einführung der Konvertierbarkeit Ende 1958. Dieses Ereignis bedeutet die Krönung einer langen und mühsamen Arbeit im Streben nach einer völligen Befreiung des internationalen Handels- und Zahlungsverkehrs von künstlichen Beschränkungen.
The theatrical year was highlighted by Tennessee Williams's new play, Sweet Bird of Youth, youthful Sheila Delaney's moving A Raisin in the Sun, Arnold Wesker's Roots, Peter Schaefer's Five-Finger Exercise, and Wild Irishman Brendan Behan's The Hostage. On the musical side, 1959 provided Gypsy, Fiorello, Once Upon a Mattress, and towering above them all, The Sound of Music, with not Julie Andrews, but Mary Martin as the original Maria.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright purple kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite.
Riots and demonstrations against America and the Canal Zone, prison riots in Massachusetts, Montana, and Tennessee, and steel and hospital strikes, President Eisenhower could have done with a few kind words in 1959. He got them from a most unexpected source as France's General de Gaulle welcomed him to Paris.
Our people, our public powers or services, have every reason in the world to know who he is, what he has done, what he is worth, and I myself feel a personal joy to find once again the dear loyal companion with whose side I walked during a terrible period of history. That is why, to everyone, I can say between ourselves, everything has been fine between us.
Back the Past was devised and presented by Percy Seath and comes to you by courtesy of the Springbok Radio Preservation Society of South Africa.